Welcome back, everybody, to Amin Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph 112a, and we are on the very top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. So said the Mishnah Miftah Chaluka, that one of the permissible knots that you are allowed to tie on Shabbos is the opening of her shirt or some sort of capacity like that. So Pshita, this is obvious. Why would this not be allowed to be tied? Answers the Gemara, Lo Tzri Harad, no, really we need it because the Islay Trey Dashi, really we're talking about a shirt or a garment that has two openings, it has two straps. You might think that the woman's just going to leave one of them tied permanently, and therefore tying that type of knot should be prohibited because it's going to be there for a long term. Kamash malan, that no, it's going to be okay. Good. The Mishnah then said v'chutei sivacha, that strings of a hat are one of these permissible knots as well. Pshita, this is obvious. Of course, you're allowed to tie these. Lo tricha dervicha la. No, rather we're talking about a case where the hat is loose on her. So mahu detema mishlav shalfala. You might think we're talking about a case where a woman's going to slip off the hat of her head without actually untying the knot, and therefore it's going to be a permanent knot and it's going to be a problem. No, kamash malan deishas chasal sarah, that a woman's very careful when it comes to her. She doesn't want to take out any hair. Umishra sharyula, and she's definitely going to untie the hat, and therefore it's not going to be a kesha shalkayama. It's not going to be a permanent knot, and that's why it's going to be allowed. Good. Mishnah then sent her to us minal v'sandal, that straps of a shoe or a sandal. So now the Gemara comes and brings what seems to be a major contradiction. So Idmar was stated, hiti ritzu us minal v'sandal. So regarding one who untied straps of a shoe or a sandal, tani chada, one brisa said chayiv chatas, that it's an iser midil raisa. Tani idach patar aval aser, another brisa said that it's going to be only an iser midil rabbanon. Tani idach, and then there's another brisa that said mutar l'chachila, that is mutar l'chachila, so kasha min alamin, or kasha sandal a sandal. So there's a stira within all these shoes and within all these sandals. How are we going to answer these questions? So comes the one and says, min alamin, no kasha. Not a question with the shoes, because hadik tani chayiv chatas, when we said your chayiv chatas, bid ushkafe, that's referring to the knots of a shoemaker, where it's to make the shoe, so that's going to be permanent. That's going to be an isra midaraisa. Patzer haval asher, when we say it's only going to be midarabanan, bid derabanan. This is talking about the knots of the rabbanan, of the rabbis. They basically tie their shoes very loosely, so that way they didn't have to waste their time untying and tying, so they would just slip off their shoes, and therefore it's kind of shel kayama, and that's why it'd be an isra midarabanan. Mutter l'chalchila bidimnei mechuza. So when we said that it's for sure mutter, that's referring to the people of mechuza, where they would take their dress very seriously, so they would tie and untie their shoes constantly. Therefore, it's going to be totally mutter because it's not shel kayama at all. So that's why minol on minol is not a question. There's no contradiction within the shoe. Sandal a sandal kasha. With sandals, also no issue. Adik tani chayv chad is that which we say the chayv chad is bid the katre ushbechay. We're talking about Arabian merchants, shoemakers. So this is more permanent. So that's why it's going to be a problem. Patra avalas or bid the chumarta the katre inu. So that's referring to amateur type of knots by the people who are wearing it. So it's not going to be so kayama. It's not going to be so permanent. That's why it's going to be only nisr midra. But on mutter l'chalchila, the sound of the nafke, Bebe Trey. And when we say that it's going to be Mutra Chachil, that's referring to a sandal which is worn by two different people, meaning that you always adjust the size, so people are going out and untying it all the time, so that's why it's not going to be Kayama at all. It says the Gemara, Kidir Rav Yehuda. So this is similar to this case of Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Achua de Rav Sala Chasida Havalei Hahuzuga de Sandlei. Because Rav Yehuda and the brother of, he was the brother of Sala Chasid, and he had a certain pair of sandals, Zimnin de Nafik Bey Ihu, and sometimes he went out with them, and Zimnin de Nafik Bey Yinuke, and sometimes his child went out with these sandals. Asal Kamid Abaye, so he went in front of Abaye. Amar Ali said to him, Kai Gavna Mai, so what's the halach in such a case? Am I allowed to wear these and untie and tie these knots when I share these sandals? So Amar Ali Abaye said to him, Chayef Chatas, Nisr Midio Raisa. Amar Ali, Rav Yehuda said back to him, Hashtar Patzar Abal Asr Kakashali. I was really only asking you if it's Asr Midio Rabbanan or Mutter. I didn't even think Midio Raisa is a question here. Chayef chatas commonly, now you're going to tell me it's asr midil raisa, my time, well, why? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yehuda said to him, Mishum de v'chol nam, you could even on weekdays too, zimnin de nafike bei ana, zimnin de nafike bei yinuka, because sometimes I go out with it, sometimes my kid goes out with it, we're constantly untying it, so then Amar Lei, iachi mutar l'chachil, so Abai just didn't know the metzias, so he said, oh, if that's the case, then it's going to be mutar l'chachil. Now comes the Gemara with this story about a sandal on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmi Avakavil Basrei Rabbi Abahu Bekarmos. Rabbi Yirmi was walking behind Rabbi Abahu in a Karmos. Karmos is where you're not allowed to carry Midir Abanan. Ifsik Ritzua, this andalain, a strap of his sandal broke off, causing the sandal to fall off his foot. So Amarle, Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Abahu, my Navidlai. So what am I allowed to do with this now? Amarle, Shkol Gemi Lach Techazi Lemaicha Bahema. So take a reed that's fit for animal food, and therefore it's not going to be mukta. Uchrochi Lave, and therefore go and tie it around the sandal in place of the strap, and in that way you are allowed to walk until you reach a Rishus HaYachid. So this would help you because generally you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to move these things, but if you take this thing, which is certainly not mukta because it's animal food, and you tie it to the shoe, you're now making it usable, and therefore you would be allowed to take. Now comes the Gemara with a similar story. Abaye Havakai Kamei Rav Yosef. So Abaye was standing in a courtyard in front of Rav Yosef. If Sikalei Ritzu, and a strap of Abaye's sandal broke off, Amar Lei, so he said to Rav Yosef, Mayavi Lei, what am I allowed to do here? Amar Lei, Shafki, you have to leave it there. It's Muksa, you do not move it until the end. The first story is in a Carmel, the second story is in a courtyard, but we see that it's similar type of story where the sandal breaks, but two totally different outcomes. One, take this non-Muksa reed and go and tie it to your shoe and take it to Rishayach, and here, just leave it. So ask the Gemara, Maishanami Rabbi Yirmiya, why are these two cases different? Why do they have two totally different dinim? So answers the Gemara, Hasam lo mintar, hacha mintar. So no, there in the case of Rabbi Yirmiya, that happened in a Carmelis where the sandal was not guarded. Therefore, if you left it, it would get ruined or taken, or you would never see it again. So therefore, we allow you to take this non-Muksa thing and move it to a safer place. But over here, it's already in the courtyard, so just leave it and don't touch it. That would be the better thing to do. Asks Abaye, though, v'hamanahu, but surely this sandal is definitely considered a mana. It's a utensil, usable utensil, which means that it's not mukta. Because if I really wanted to, I could change the foot from the left foot to the right foot. So therefore, I should be allowed to touch this even in the courtyard. It's not mukta. It's not going to be a problem. So Amrlei, midikamitari to Rabbi Yochanan, alibit Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yochanan clarified the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a sandal whose outer strap broke off is no longer a usable utensil, and therefore it would be mukta. Shema mina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We see from here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you would not be allowed to move this thing. So we're going to discuss what this means coming up. This is going to be a discussion about Rabbi Yochanan elaborating on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's all going to come down to this concept of mukta. If something is considered a kli, a usable kli, then it's not going to be mukta, but if it's not a usable kli, then it would be mukta. So we're going to have to determine how we determine whether something is going to be a kli or not, a usable kli, when it comes to Hilchos Tumah, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Hilchos Chalitza. So we're going to discuss all of this right now. So Mahi, what's this referring to? That which ruling of Rabbi Yehuda and that Rabbi Yochanan went and elaborated on what's he's talking about. So the Tanya is taught in the Brisa. Sandal shenivitz kushdei azon. So a sandal where both ears of it broke off. Oshdei treisosov, or both straps of it fell off. Oshenital kol hakafshel, or the sandal, the entire sole was removed. Tahor, it's going to be tar, meaning it's not considered a kli at all, and therefore it's going to be tar. Achas meaznav, but if only one of its ears broke off. Oachas mitreisiosov, or only one of its strap holders. Oshenital rov hakafshel, or most of it, but not all of its sole was removed. So tameh, it's going to be tameh because we see that the tumah that was initially on the sandal does not leave it because it's still considered a usable kli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifsika panimius tameh. If the inner strap holder broke off, then the sandal is going to be tameh. Achitzona tar. But if the outer strap holder broke off, then it's going to be tar because if the outer part breaks off, it's no one fixes that. That's not a thing that you could fix. Therefore, it's no longer usable kli, and it's going to be tar. Amar Uva v'itema Rabba Barachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Uva said in the name of others, and it was said Rabba Barachan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but machlokas linin tuma, kach machlokas linin shabbos, aval lo linin chalitza. And this is now the interpretation where Rabbi Yochanan goes and interprets the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, just as there is a machlokas between these tanaim when it comes to Hilchos Tumah, whether it's tameh or tahor, so the same machlokas applies by Shabbos, meaning if it's tahor, meaning it's no longer usable kli, that would mean that it's mukta. And if it's tameh, which means it is a usable kli, so it is not mukta, but so the machlokas goes from Tumah to Shabbos, and that is symmetric, that makes sense, but avalol inin chalitza, but it does not go to the matter of chalitza. Chalitza is when husband dies with no children, and the wife does chalitza, or the brother-in-law does chalitza to go ahead and avoid yibum. So this machlokas does not come when it comes to chalitza, but we don't know if that means that it's mutzer by chalitza or utzer by chalitza. We're going to see this. Va'avinaba. And then we asked further about this. Rabbi Yochanan aliba demanto. Rabbi Yochanan, according to who is he making the statement? Ilei ma'aliba de Rabbanan. If you say he's holding like the Rabbanan, which was the first shita in this brisa about the things breaking off, if one of them versus both of them breaking off, not about the inner and the outer like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you say he's holding like the Rabbanan, midoin in tumma manahave, when it comes to a Hilchos Tumah, when it comes to Hilchos Tumah, if we're going to say that it's considered a kli, and that way it's going to be tameh, we need Shabbos nami manahave. So, of course, when it comes to Shabbos, it's also going to be considered a kli, and therefore it should be able to be handled on Shabbos because it's not going to be mukta. Avalo la chalita. But this would not be true when it comes to chalita. Delav manahu, because it's not considered a utensil when it comes to chalita, because if you did a chalita with this type of shoe, it would not be good. But if that really true, that can't be, because Vahatanah, but it's taught in a Braisa, in a Mishnah. Chalta shel smol biyam, and if she removed the left sandal from the right foot, chalitza sakshera, that the chalitza is going to be good. So we see that we're not as particular when it comes to chalitza. So what would follow if we said that by Shabbos and by Tumah, it is considered a kli, and that's why it would be Tumah, and that's why it would not be Muktzah, you'd be allowed to move it. So that would mean, when we say there's the opposite, by Chalitza, that Chalitza would be no good. But why would Chalitza be no good? The Mishnah seems to tell us that Chalitza would be good. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan, his whole thing about the Machlokas by Tumah and Shabbos being different than by Chalitza, he must be going within Rabbi Yehuda. Midulinian Tumah lav manahu. And when we say from the fact that when it comes to Tumah, it's not considered a kli, meaning it is tahor linin Shabbos, nami lav manahu. So too, by Shabbos, it's also not a kli, and therefore would be muktzin, you would not be allowed to touch it. Avalo linin chalitza, but not by chalitza, but not by chalitza, de manahu, where it is considered a utensil, and therefore you would be able to do chalitza with such a shoe. Now continues the Gemara, just emar damin al chalitza shel smol b'yamin chalitza sekshera. But this might not make sense, because when should we say that you're allowed to go and flip the feet when it comes to chalitza, meaning that we're more liberal in terms of our laws of chalitza? That might be when the sandal itself is deemed a utensil that can actually function, meaning if it was able to fit on the foot that it's supposed to be on, okay, if you're going to switch feet, that would be okay also. But here, with regard to the sandal that lost its strap and the outside of it snapped off, even for its own foot that it's supposed to be for its own function, it's not going to be good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that if the outer strap of the shoe breaks off, it is no longer a usable utensil, so therefore it should not be good. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement, which goes and makes a distinction between the sandal strap break when it comes to Tumah, Shabbos, and Chalitza, it doesn't seem to fit with Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, it would make no sense, because it would come out Chalitza is going to be a problem, but Chalitza should be okay. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a problem because it shouldn't even be good by Chalitza. So if you're going to say that it's no good by Shabbos and Tumah, it meaning it's not considered a Kli, but it is going to be by Chalitza, it shouldn't be good by Chalitza either, because it's not a functional Kli. So rather, Li Olam Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Again, this is the Rabbi Yochanan, who we said must be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda earlier. And really what it means to say is, what it's coming to teach us is, when we said that if you removed the shoe from the left foot to the right foot and the chalitza is going to be good, that's, so that would only be good when the shoe itself is able to function for its proper foot. If it's able to serve its regular function, then that's going to be good. But if it's not even able to serve its regular function, then it's not going to be good. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is really talking within Rabbi Yehuda, and that's really, again, how he was holding that. When the outer strip breaks, it is no longer a usable kli, it would be muktzin, you're not going to be allowed to touch it. So this is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we will continue this discussion tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.